From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 1 hour from now, a new president of the United States. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump promising to work hard to unify the country. VOA's Greg Flakes is on the streets of the District of Columbia. We spoke with him a little while ago.
I'm right now in McPherson Square, and I'm amid several hundred protesters and demonstrators who have come here for this inauguration to protest the inauguration of Donald Trump, and they're carrying various signs. Some of them call him a fascist. Some call for his impeachment already, even before he's taken office. And you may be able to hear behind me the noise. They're chanting and sometimes blowing horns and various things as they march around the statue here for the man the square is named for, General McPherson from the Civil War. There are a lot of hotels and other places, other venues around this area where you have people who are Trump supporters who come to town for the inauguration are staying here. And I talked to some of them, you know, kind of observing from a distance this. And it's an interesting look at the division in America, how you have the Trump supporters wearing Trump hats and so forth, so happy to go down for the inauguration. And then over here you have people diametrically opposed to his administration.
Greg, do you sense that the security intensifies at all the closer it gets to the protesters?
Well, there's very little security around here. I see a few National Guardsmen on the edge over here. No real police in sight. I do see a police car over in one corner. But it's a fairly minimal presence here because we're still far away from the protected zone.
This is VOA News. Leaders from the West African nations of Guinea and Mauritania were in the Gambian capital of Banjul on Friday in an attempt to convince defeated President Yahya Jammeh to cede power and leave the country or face military action. The leaders gave Jammeh until midday local time to relinquish power. The 15-nation economic community of West African states says that after the deadline was imposed, Jammeh asked for a 4-hour extension to cede. Letters written by al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden show he remained focused on striking the United States, its Western allies, and governments seen as U.S. proxies. The letters are among almost 50 declassified documents just released by the U.S. intelligence community. The documents were confiscated during the U.S. military raid on bin Laden's compound in 2011 in Pakistan. Bin Laden was captured and killed during that raid. The Islamic State group has destroyed parts of the Roman amphitheater in Syria's ancient city of Palmyra. In addition to the facade and the second-century amphitheater, ISIS destroyed the Tetrapolon, an ancient square-shaped Roman monument. Syrian Antiquities Chief Mahmoud Abdul Karim said that the images show the damage was done sometime between December 26th and January the 10th. The United Nations has been invited to attend Syrian peace talks scheduled to begin on Monday in Kazakhstan. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has said the talks will focus on enforcing the ceasefire and allowing the distribution of humanitarian aid. In the meantime, Jan Egelin, the top advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, speaks about what he called the bureaucratic quagmire in Syria hampering humanitarian relief.
The way it is now, it cannot continue. The government has to change the way it is blocking our humanitarian access to civilians, but also the armed opposition groups who are responsible for the besiegements of Houaa and Kefraya. They are also not helping us at all.
The ongoing violence in Syria has displaced tens of thousands. He's the notorious El Chapo, also known as Joaquin Guzman. He's in the United States now after having been extradited from Mexico yesterday. He's to face charges of drug trafficking and murder, among others. El Chapo arrived in New York late Thursday and is expected to be arraigned there on Friday. New York is one of several U.S. jurisdictions where Guzman faces those charges. He was first arrested in 1993 before escaping with the help of guards in 2001 from a prison in Guadalajara. He was apprehended 13 years later, escaped, and then he was captured again. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.